All right, let's give a quick overview of what's going on in the last few parshas. It seems like a big repetition. Truma, we speak about the Melechas HaMishkan, building the Mishkan, Tetzava, the big day kahuna of the Mishkan, Kisisa, a little bit more, and then again, Vayakha Pekudeh. So let's just first understand that. Basically, the way it works is, there was the Tzivoy of Hashem, Hashem commanded Klal Yisrael. That's in Parshas Truma Tetzava. Parshas Vayakha, this week's Parsha, is when they construct the raw materials of the Mishkan. And the Parshas Pekudeh is when they actually erect the Mishkan. Two different steps. So that's why it seems to be a lot of repetition, but there's nuances in every Parsha. Okay, I want to speak a little bit about this week, about Betzalel. So let me read the Pesukim. It's a few times in the Torah. The Torah speaks about Betzalel. I want to tell you who Betzalel was. A lot of people don't know certain facts about Betzalel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says he was 13 years old when he built the Mishkan. So it was some kind of phenom in history. He was the chief architect of the Mishkan at a very young age. Okay, so it says like this. Vayomer Moshe el bnei Yisrael. Here's Parshas Vayakel. Vayomer Moshe el bnei Yisrael. U kara Hashem b'shem Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mat Yehuda. Okay, so we know one thing. Betzalel was the son of Uri, who was the son of Chur. Now we're going to explain who Chur was in a minute. L'mat Yehuda. So we know who came from Shev Yehuda. And what did Hashem fill him with? Vayimala Yisrael Ruach like him, b'chochma, b'tfunu, uvedas, b'chomalacha. Chazal say he knew the oisius of the, he knew how to take the letters of the Aleph Beis and manipulate them to create Shemayim V'aretz. He had so much wisdom in him that just like God created the world by manipulating the letters of the Aleph Beis, mystically, we don't understand it, but mystically Hashem used the letters of the Aleph Beis to create the world. He understood that those secrets of creating the world. These are the same expressions in Sefer Mishlei that the world is described as being created. He also understood how to make zahav, kesef, and chayshes, which is pretty impressive. If you take a look at Perek in Perek Lamed Aleph, it's a very similar series of psukim when Hashem tells Moshe, it says, Re'ei Kurasi B'Shem. Again, Parshas Kisisa is when Hashem tells Moshe to appoint Betzalel. So over here it says, Re'ei, see, like it's a big Chiddush, see, Kurasi B'Shem Betzalel ben Uri B'chul Lamat Yehuda. So Ramban over here says in Parshas Kisisa, Omer Hashem L'Moshe Re'ei Kurasi B'Shem. Ki Yisrael B'Mitzrayim Peruchim Avodei Yisrael Levenim. This was very novel that there was such a person in Klal Yisrael. Because what did the Jews do in Mitzrayim for 210 years? The Torah says what they did. They made bricks. Chomer, Levain, Buchal, Vodib, Sada. They made bricks. How do you have somebody who knows how to make diamonds? You have to go to, if today you wanted to craft gems and diamonds and gold and silver, you literally would have to go to the GIA, Gemology Institute of America, for years to learn how to cut a diamond. You just can't throw someone into it. So it was a big chiddush that Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur knew how to do all these things. Amal Yisrael came to Chachma Tunav Das, Lachshiv Machshiv Lachshiv Zav, Bekesiv Mnuchayshis. Each one of these professions, you would need to go to college for 2 years. And here's somebody who could do all of it. Becharishis Oven, and to be a carpenter, Lamalis, Becharishis Eitz is a carpenter, Becharishis Evan is stones. See, each of these is a tremendous skill, and he had all of them. Mr. Ramban says, Re'ei, take a look at this Pella, look at this wonder child. He knew how to do everything. And Ramban also says, and he also knew all the secrets of the Mishkan, all the mystical secrets of the Mishkan. Okay, so this again, this Pesukim about Betzalel is repeated twice. In Parshas Kisisa, when Hashem appoints him, and then again in Parshas Vayakel, by us, when Moshe tells Klaius all about it. Ve'imalu Yisrael Hakim, Lachshev Machshavis, etc. Then Pasuk Lamed Aleph says, U'lahoyris nasan beliboy, hu ve'ahli of benechisam l'machadam. Now what does this Pasuk mean? Pashup Shad, again, first Pashup Shad, Hashem gave him a partner, like an assistant, who's going to be the one to build the Mishkan. His assistant is Ahalimov ben Achisamach L'matei Dan. I just want to tell you a very nice Rashi on this. Rashi says, Misheva Don Min HaYerudim Shevashvatim. You know, in the Shvatim, there was a hierarchy, who's Chashiv. Yehuda was the most Chashiv. Don was not considered the most Chashiv. Don was from the Shvachis. But what do you see from over here? Vehishra hamokim lebetzalel. He was on the same plateau in importance as Betzalel when it comes to building the Mishkan. Vuhu migedoyli hashavatim, and he's from the great, literally he became from the great leaders of the Shvatim. And you see from over here that in Hashem's eyes, he quotes a pasuk in Iyov, Veloy nikar shezeil if neidal. In Hashem's eyes, someone noble isn't, Hashem's not impressed with that in front of a poor person. In Hashem's eyes, it doesn't make a difference where you come from. In our eyes, we give the guy mizrach to begin with covet, but in Hashem's eyes, it's what you accomplish in this world. So his partner Ahaliyah was a great person, even though he came from Shevetan. Hashem equates him to someone from Shevi Yehuda Bitzal. Okay. Also, another just in Pashut Pshat, what does it mean? Ulahoyris Nasan. And he gave him the ability to teach. Because sometimes you have great geniuses, they're great geniuses, but they don't know how to teach it. Here, they had to train all these Jews how to cut stones and diamonds. You had to have the gift of being able to transfer your information to somebody else. That's a special skill. So they had both skills. They understood it, and they had the ability to teach somebody else, right? It's known I think Tar Vidas, in the beginning of the century, was looking for a Magid Shir. So they wrote a letter to the Dvar Avram. He was from the great Gedolim before the war in Europe, or Dvar Avram, and they asked him who could be a Magid Shir in Tar Vidas. So I think he suggested Reb David Leibovich, right? He's the father of Henoch Leibovich, who became the Shiva of Chavetz Chaim. Reb David Leibovich was a big goyin in Europe, but he said, I could find you a bigger goyin. I can find you a bigger genius, but you're not going to find a better masbir, someone who could teach the boys better. Yes, it's great to have a big genius in Torah, but to teach somebody, you need a special skill. That's what the Torah means, lahoros, to be able to instruct. Okay, that's a special skill. Okay, now, there's a question over here. It's raised already in Parshat Tisisa by the Dasikanim Mibali Taisis. I just want to show you the precise language of the Pasuk. Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor lemate Yehuda. Right? That's the language in Vayakha. Okay? Re'u kara Hashem b'shem. Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor lemate Yehuda. We describe his lineage in very big detail. By Ahaliyav, it just says his name. Ulaharzah b'liyav Ahaliyav ben Achisamach lemate Don. How come when it comes to Betzalel, we go up Betzalel, his father was Uri, his father was Chor. Why are we tracing his lineage all the way up? Why specifically about that? Okay? That's the question I want to address today. Okay, so first let's just unpack this a little bit. Who is Betzalel? Okay, the Torah says Betzalel was the son of Uri. Okay, who's Uri? Chor. The son of Chor. So Betzalel was the grandson of Chor. Okay, so who is Chor? Rashi in Parshas Kisisa tells us who Chor is. Okay, let me find you the Pasuk. Chor was Perek Lamed Beis Pasukei. Let me find you right by the Egel. Okay, it says they saw that Moshe wasn't coming down. Here it is. Vayar Aaron. When everybody asked Aaron, where's Moshe? We want to make an Egel. Vayar Aaron. Aaron saw Vayiven Mizbeach, and he built a Mizbeach. Vayikra Aaron Vayimachagishom Lamachar. So Aaron started yielding to the people who want to make an Egel. Rashi says an unbelievable medrash, Vayar Aaron, Vayiven Mizbeach. What's the simple taich? He built an altar. Rashi brings a medrash, Vayiven, he understood, Meziboyach, from the person who was slaughtered, that he better take action, and he better allow them, because otherwise they're going to kill more Jews. Who was killed? Rashi says, Chor, his nephew. Aaron had a sister, Miriam. Miriam's son was Chor, and Chor was killed al Kiddush Hashem by the Egel. Okay? So we now have a little piece of the puzzle who exactly Betzalel was. Betzalel was the son of Uri, the son of Chor. Betzalel's grandfather was murdered al Kiddush Hashem by the Egel. Okay? And who's Chor's mother? Miriam.
So how does he come from Shevet Yehuda?
From the father. That's the mother, right. The father. Okay, so who is the father? Let's speak about that. Now it's a pasuk, it's an open pasuk in the Vayamim. It says like this. Now, this is a big chiddush. I didn't ask around Shabbos if anybody knows this. Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor. Who is Chor's parents? We solved half the riddle. Miriam was the mother. Who's the father? It's a pasuk in Divrei Yamim. The Kalev ben Chetzrein. It's Kalev ben Yefuna. Hoylid is Azuva. Chazal say he married Azuva. Azuva is Miriam. because she was younger, she was sick, and no one wanted to marry her. Everybody was azuv. Everybody left her. And then Kalev married her. Kalev ben Yefuneh married her, and it says Vayikach lo Kalev is Ephras. Ephras is azuva. Vateda lo yeschur. So now we know that Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur, who's Chur's parents? Miriam and Kalev ben Yefuneh, one of the Meraglim. Okay, so we have a little bit of a picture of what's going on over here. So now we can understand. I want to read to you something from the Meshech Chafer. Now we just unpacked it a little bit. We can understand why over here we're saying the lineage. You know what the secret is? When it comes to Ruchnius, it's counterintuitive to something physical. If I give up my arm for something, I'm just not going to have an arm. If I give away something, I'm just not going to have it. Spiritually, it's the other way around. I want to just give you a mashal. The Gemara in Erev and Dachman Dalet, Amud Beis, says a story of Rav Preda. Okay, who is Rav Preda? He was probably the most patient man in the history of the world. He had a student that never understood anything. So he would teach him, and he would have to teach him like 400 times. Right? If you learned Dafyomi recently, you remember he came across this in Erevin. Anyways, the student was one day, the Gemara has a whole reason, the student one day wasn't focused. So he, after 400 times, the student said, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. And instead of yelling at the guy, hey, what are you doing? You're wasting my time. I just taught it to you 400 times. You're crazy. Preda said, don't worry about it. I'm clearing my schedule for you. And he taught him again another 400 times. It says a Basco came out. He says, you could either live 400 years, or you and your whole dar could be Zayich L'Chayim Abba. And it says that he picked Chayim Abba, and Gemara says he got both. He lived 400 years, and he was Zayich to the whole, his dar was Zayich to Chayim Abba. So Chaim Shmulevitz says, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? Why don't I want to teach somebody 400 times? I literally run out of steam after 2 times. Because what are you thinking in your head when the guy says, could you explain it again? Literally, you're thinking back, you're wasting my time. But in Ruchnius, it's not wasting the time. When it comes to Ruchnius, Hashem showed him, you think you wasted your time? I'm going to give you 400 years of life. Whatever that means, 400 years of life. I'm going to give you a very long life. He didn't waste your time at all. He gave you time. And that's the same idea over here. There was a person that lived during the time of the Spanish expulsion. We have his svarim. He was known as the Chassid Yavetz. Right? There were four, the name Javits, the last name Javits. There are four famous Yavetzes that we know about. One in Tanachi, who was one of the Shreifdom, his name was Yavetz. Then we have the Chassid Yavetz that was born around 1450, I think. He lived during the Spanish expulsion. He wrote a sefer on Avis, and he wrote a sefer called Or Hashem, I think. We have the Svarim. He lived during the Spanish expulsion. Then we have Yavetz is a Rosh HaTevis, Reb Yaakov Ben Tzvi, the Chacham Tzvi's son. Reb Yaakov Emden was called the Yavetz, that was his Rosh HaTevis. And then Jacob Javits was a descendant of the Chavetz Yavetz. We have the Javits Center. But anyways, the one that lived during the Spanish expulsion, the Chassid Yavetz, Reb Yosef Yavetz, wrote a Pirshan Avos, and he wrote a sefer why he thinks what happened during the Spanish expulsion. Now, before the Spanish expulsion, everybody was knee deep in all kinds of philosophical debates of proving God. Now, there's two ways to live with God. Only believe it if you could prove it, or something called Emuna Pshuta. That is, in itself needs explanation. Doesn't mean a person should be a fool and just follow anything, but it means Emuna Pshuta. It means just like you believe your father is your father, and you don't take DNA testing to prove your father's your father, right? There's a way to believe in Hashem without every single proof. There comes a point that you believe, and you just have to live with it. And the Chassid Yavetz said something very interesting. We have a record of what he wrote in the beginning of the 1500s. He said there were two types of Jews. The Jews that were knee-deep in philosophy, I'm only going to believe if I have 100% proof, those people became, they didn't give their lives up on Kiddush Hashem. Who gave their lives up on Kiddush Hashem? The Jews that lived simply for Hashem. That's what the Chassid Yavetz says. He says the women were very much like that. They were firmer than the men at that time. So he says, incredible thing. He says that this is why the Torah says the lineage of Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. Because we know Mati Yehuda. They gave up their lives at Kiddush Hashem. What did Shevi Yehuda do? They were the first ones to jump into the Amtsuk, because Hashem said. And then Chur, what did he do? He also gave up his life at Kiddush Hashem. Because when it comes to Kiddush Hashem, the idea is don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Jump in. Whether it means jump into the Amtsuk, whether it means jump into the auto defeat, whatever that thing was called when they burnt the Jews at Kiddush Hashem. Or to the fee. It means live, jump in with, and suspend your chachma. Chachma is very good up until a certain point, but after a while we have to not overthink things and serve Hashem with our heart and not with our brain sometimes. And that's what the Torah is trying to stress over here. Do you know why Bezalel ben Uri ben Chor was merited to wisdom? It's because he's the descendant of somebody who suspends the wisdom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you suspend your mind for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the contrary, gives you more wisdom.
Shmaya.
Culture of everybody.